The season may be over, but baseball never stops. This is your place to talk Padres off-season baseball. It's Padre Social Hour, the off-season special from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.
All right, welcome back, Padres Social Hour. A lot of hot stove talk, possibilities for the Padres, free agents, trades, all of that. Last week, and really throughout the entire offseason, the biggest story has been what the Miami Marlins did last week, signing Giancarlo Stanton to the largest contract in American professional sports history. More years, more monies than anyone has ever received. 13-year, $325 million deal. That is a lot of cash for a lot of home runs and a lot of, hopefully, for the Marlins, butts in the seats in Little Havana. To talk about all of that, welcome to the former Padre broadcaster, now with the Miami Marlins, Glenn Geffner. Glenn is on Twitter, at Glenn Geffner. Hey, Glenn, great to talk to you and appreciate the time. And I imagine everybody's pretty fired up down there, huh?
People are excited. Good to be with you guys also, Jesse and Bill. I don't think this is something that most people certainly nationally saw coming. Maybe down here there's a little bit more optimism than outside of South Florida. But I don't think anybody anywhere imagined the scope of this. The 13 years there and $25 million. And, it was an exciting time being out at Marlins Park last week for the press conference and having a chance to spend some time with Giancarlo and listen to what everybody said. And it's crazy when you're talking about $25 million to say, you know, this deal's not about the money, but in many respects, it's about a lot more than just the money. When you listen to Giancarlo, this is an amazing young man. He just turned 25 earlier in November. He's a heck of a talent, an unbelievable talent with what he's accomplished in a short time in the big leagues already. But this is a guy who is a hard worker, who burns more than anything to win. And to hear him talk about being sold on the vision that the Marlins brought to him about how they're going to go about doing this, it's about winning. That's the common goal here. And really, again, it was crazy to think about it, but nobody was talking about the money in the years at that press conference as much as they were talking about winning and how we're going to get there now with Giancarlo in the fold for the long term.
You definitely get the sense that this is not the end of the action for Mike Hill and company there. And I imagine that's part of the vision that Stanton was sold on. They're going for it now, right? I mean, that's kind of the sense you got walking away from that thing last week.
Well, they're going for it now, and they're trying to find a way to sustain it, not just try to win immediately in 2015. The goal certainly is very much in the hunt, and you know, hopefully you get to October in 2015. But with a very good nucleus of young talent already surrounding Stanton, we talked about Christian Yelich, who's 22, Marcelo Ozuna, 23 years old, Jose Fernandez coming back for the second half of the season, the Jared Cozars, Danny Echevarrias, and players like that. There's a very good young core here that has shown some promise and is only going to keep getting better. But the goal is, can you bring in another batter to hit that lineup behind Stanton? Can you bring in maybe another arm for that starting rotation this offseason and maximize your chance in the short term? But again, maximize your chance to sustain it year after year. Because we look back at this franchise's history, it's not a long history, 22 seasons. But in 22 seasons, the Marlins have won two World Series, but those are the only two times they've been to the postseason. They haven't been able to sustain it over the years. It's now on the field, off the field. It's about sustaining this, and this is a big first step.
You know, Glenn, center here, there's also a history of they've won the World Series, and as soon as they've done that for financial reasons, they've broken up that nucleus, and they've traded off big contracts in the past. Is there any concern among the fan base that here we go into that cycle again? And the second part of that question, their new ballpark, they haven't drawn extremely well. Where do they have to get to be able to pay for this sustainment?
That's a great question. They're both very good questions, Bill. You know, you look at the history here. 1997, Wayne Huizinga was the owner, and there's no doubt he broke it up right after they won the World Series. Within minutes of the parade ending, they started making trades and broke that team up. Then you went through the John Henry era here. John Henry left. We couldn't get the ballpark built. Jeffrey Loria came in 2002. They won the World Series in 2003. And it's a little bit unfair to say they broke that team up immediately. They made a trade or two after 2003. But for the most part, they brought that team back as a four and actually added to it in 2005 when they brought Carlos Delgado and Al Leiter in on that ball club. And it was only after those 2004 and 2005 teams flopped and nobody came to the games. And at that point, there was zero hope whatsoever of getting a new ballpark built. It was only then that they broke that team up. And when you look at the trades they've made in breaking the team up over the years, a lot of those trades have been very beneficial. Now, you fast forward to 2012, you move into the new ballpark. They went out and spent a ton of money before that 2012 season. and they brought in a lot of high-priced players who didn't play well, and it was a disaster. Ozzie Guillen was a disaster as the manager. Heath Bell, who you guys know very well, was an absolute disaster on the field and off the field in the clubhouse. And they realized, look, what we've done just didn't work. It was a very unpopular decision at the time. But to me, it's easy to say it's in retrospect, but even at the time, they were doing the right thing and breaking that up because what they were doing wasn't working. So now let's try another plan. We've got some young talent. We've got some more coming to the big leagues in the next couple of years. Let's see if we can get these guys close. And when they get close, right on the verge, then we're going to open up the wallet again and spend, and that's where they are now. So, you know, we'll see. I think a lot of people down here are still very much in the show-me phase where they're going to need to see more than just a stand signing to believe. People are very optimistic, very encouraged with what happened last week with Giancarlo.
Yeah, it sounds about right. And it is a fan base that, you know, kind of has that history of being beat up a little bit, and there's no question that they want to see. But signing Giancarlo Stanton to a 13-year contract is a pretty good way to start showing people what's going on down in South Florida. Glenn, great to hear from you. Appreciate the time, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Anytime, guys. Same to both of you.
Appreciate it. Glenn
Take
Geffner
care, Glenn.
With us. We've seen a lot of these mega deals, obviously, the last couple of years, you know, and a lot of them have gone very, very badly. I would not generally be in favor of signing anybody to a 13-year contract, but if you're going to do it, the 25-year-old guy that can hit the ball 500 feet is probably a pretty good place to start.
Right. There are two questions I've got. One, what's he going to be like at the end of this contract?
Sure.
And the other one, coming off of a bad beating.
Yes.
And you never know. I mean, I don't want that to happen.
Right.
I want this guy to be a star for a long time. But the truth is, he's coming off one of the worst beatings we've seen in 5-6 years, and that is a concern to me.
That would just be tragic. You know, if, like, he never kind of found
horrible.
It after, it would be just the worst horrible. Imaginable thing. And you just – it's hard to imagine that being the case. But you're right. It had to cross their mind at some point when they're, you know, putting together the contract. All right, very interesting. We got to take a break. When we come back, your questions, Twitter questions that came in from the fans will give you as best of an answer as we can to what you want to know about. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres and with Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Take a break. Come back. Twitter Q&A right after this.
Your inside look at the 2014 offseason and preview of the 2015 Padres. We'll be right back. It's Padres Social Hour,
the offseason special.